back to another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. Am I a bad mum whilst on school holidays?
Another year down. Another year done. I mean, you've had a couple of weeks of it, let's be honest.
Yeah, my girls were off last week.
We always say this, the more fees you pay, the more holidays you have.
I feel like they should have made this summer holiday shorter this year because last year's was so long. Because remember we had the schools were closed because of COVID for a while. And so they had extra summer holidays.
Yeah.
Should have taken it off this end of the year.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Sorry, kids, you'll be working up until the 23rd of December this year.
So I feel like also they've had so much sick time this year, particularly at the beginning of the year or sort of winter time.
Yeah.
Kids were off sick willy-nilly all the time.
One of the girls is actually working out the other day and she said, oh, I've got such and such is at home today. I was like, what? She'd had sickness for this solid back end of this term. One home, then finally he went back to school. Next one home, she goes back to school. Third one home. And by the time the third one's back at school, the first one, because he goes to a private school, has finished school. So now she missed the whole. I said, your fourth term has sucked. And she was like, yep, no, it has, truly. She said, now my eldest is off and is on like holidays for, you know, the next 25 weeks.
Yeah. Yes.
However long your holidays go for.
About that. Am I a bad mum for refusing to replace anything?
Let me guess. School related.
AirPods. Yeah, AirPods gone.
Both.
I think I did mention this. Christmas present last year, AirPods. Didn't use them an overly a lot amount.
Yeah. Same. All of it. Yeah. All of it.
You know when you start talking and you're like, does it make any sense? Yeah. So AirPods last year, Christmas present, literally had them, what is that, like less than a year.
Yeah.
Lost, completely gone, nowhere, not at home, not at school.
Has she got the case?
No.
Oh, no, all of it's gone.
All of it's gone. And the problem is that they use the AirPods a lot at the moment. They have their own Spotify playlists and they like to listen to music. And I was like, well, great. This is going to be a great lesson because you're not going to have AirPods and you're not going to be able to listen to your music.
Yeah.
You're going to have to use those old free, the ones that plug in that come with your iPhone, the ones with wires.
You're attached. That's the only difference. Yeah.
You're not going to feel cool with those on the school bus. And I thought, great lesson. Like, you lost them. We're not replacing them.
No, you shouldn't be. No. Though.
And
then she went to school and looked for them in the big basket of...
Yeah, lost AirPods.
She said nothing synced or something.
Hers weren't in there, basically. And so she doesn't have any. But the problem is that she is not learning because she's using one of her sisters. So Holly is using one, and I've said it so many times, don't give her one of your AirPods. Just let her not have it. Oh, but Holly likes just a quiet life. Like she likes, she can't be doing with the drama. She's like, just give her one, Mum, because she'll just carry on at me. So she lets her have one. So both of them go around with one AirPod in each ear. And so Amelia's not learning. And it reminded me of the last time she also didn't learn was when she lost her phone.
Oh, yeah.
So she had, I think it was the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
Lost it. Same thing.
And it was off, remember?
Yeah, the Find My iPhone, that wasn't working either. And it completely disappeared. Anyway.
And the battery went flat.
And I thought, this is going to be a great lesson because she's not going to have a phone. Like, how boring on the school bus. She's just got to look out the window, play I Spy. And I called up the insurance company stupidly and just said, don't suppose I'm covered for that on my insurance, am I? And they said, oh, well, actually, madam, you are. The only fucking thing that I'm covered for in my insurance, the fridge that broke.
That was a bad, bad claim, that one.
They said there were two things they covered for, motor burnout or lightning damage. And it was a motor burnout. I had the electrician's report. Nah, sorry, we're not going to cover it. Had too much dust on the outside. Anyway, my insurance company covers me for nothing. And did cover me for this phone, which again, it wasn't a lesson because not only did they replace the phone, But they replaced it with the new, at the time, iPhone 11. So she got an upgrade. So I've decided off the back of the AirPods that I am not replacing anything that they lose anymore.
No.
And they did learn with, remember the school hats? We had so many school hats go missing.
Yeah.
To the point now where Holly literally never takes a school hat off. She has her school hat on from the moment she gets dressed to the moment she has a shower at night. Yeah. She does not take that hat off. Doesn't come off in the car, doesn't come off at home. She cooked dinner the other night. She stripped down to bike pants and a crop top. She's still got the hat on. She's still wearing the hat. The hat doesn't go anywhere. Because I said, if you lose another hat, I'm going to get the worst secondhand from Lost Property, the worst, most disgusting one that I can find. That's the one that you're going to wear in your head.
So I have to add to it, and I'm sure she won't mind. One of the girls, her eldest, is now at a private school this year. So first year there. And he is in grade 5. Mm. Is that the first year? Yeah, five. He's not in 7 yet. He's starting at 5.
Yeah.
Have come up with a few hurdles. And I was giggling to her going, oh, Katie gets this all the time. Katie gets this all the time with the girls. So he has finally had to buy the hat that you have to, the firm hat that you have to wear to and from school.
Yeah.
So all this money to wear it for 10 minutes, walking into school and walking out of school.
Yeah, formal hat.
Formal hard brim wide hat.
Most expensive hat ever.
Yeah. Already he's lost a hat, but it wasn't the hard brim hat. It was the one that they get to go and, like, they wear this other hard one in, they get to their locker, they take the hard one off, and then they put on this other soft whatever bucket hat thing.
Like a sports hat. Yeah.
Lost it.
Okay.
Got to replace it.
Yeah.
Got to have it embroidered.
What?
Yeah, something like along this line. She said, it's taking me 2 weeks to get this hat replaced because there's a process.
It's funny when your kids first start high school because you do everything properly like that. Yeah. Like you have the name embroidered. Give it 6 months, honestly. She'll be writing with a black marker pen inside.
Wait for it. She 100% was like, I was filthy about it and I'd sprayed him and organized this hat, and 2 weeks later, it's finally, I get the email to say, the hat's ready for collection tomorrow. I go and tell my son, hat's ready for collection tomorrow. She goes, you'll never believe what email I got the next day. Next morning, she goes, I get an email from the Lost Property saying they've found the other the other hat and he can collect it today. I said, what, on the same day that he was picking up his other one that you've ordered 2 weeks ago? And she was like, oh, she was wild. She was wild. And I was like, oh, that sucks, darling.
Because she can't even sell it to another mum.
She's just got it embroidered with his name.
Oh, how annoying. I mean, at least she's got a spare now. That's so when he loses it next time.
Yeah. I said, maybe take the good one home, the new one, pop it somewhere safe that you remember.
Yeah.
And when he loses it next time, you're prepared. She said, I go from that extreme. She said, to the other extreme, where my little preppy, we had to go to an appointment for his broken arm to the surgeon. I come back to the school. She said, I've got 1,000 things to do. She said, I've also got to do pickup in an hour and a half. And I have this little preppy that loves school so much that he's crying that he wants to go back to school for the last hour and a half because he was going to miss out on the second break to play, whatever. But he doesn't have his hat. She said, do you know what I did? She said, am I a bad mum? Yes. She said, because I walked up and said, don't worry, I can solve this. She said, I walked up to that massive tub of Lost Property at school. Now, this tub, I won't even put my hand in because I'm like, fuck that. That's gross. And she said, I walked up and found the cleanest Lost Property hat and put it on his head. And I was like, oh, that's gross. And she was like, well, he was stoked because he could run off, play with his friends. He had an hour and a half left of school and we resolved it. I got a few errands run and, you know, happy days.
That's a great idea. I would absolutely do that.
Would you?
Yes.
I couldn't even put my hand in it the other day because my child lost the towel for swimming. She came home with her swimming cap, her goggles, wet swimmers, no towel.
Yeah.
And of course, on that day, she took one of my favorite towels.
Yeah.
I was like, kid, where the fuck's a towel?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, you got to know. You've got to know where it is. Where's the towel? Maybe left it in the toilets. Did you get changed in the toilets? You don't usually get changed in the toilets. Surely it's not in your classroom. I went with her the next morning, went through the classroom. Nothing. Nowhere. Lost property, put my hands in that basket twice. Nothing. I was like, where would this towel have gone?
She doesn't know because she doesn't care.
Well, she came home only yesterday and she goes, Mom, you'll never believe it. I was like, what? She goes, I found the towel. She was in 2D. It was in another whole classroom in another whole building. I was like, what the? Thank you for bringing it home. Instead of flying off the handle, I'm just going to bring it right in. I'm going to say thank you for bringing it home. And you were very lucky because that was going to be a lot of money coming out of your account, my friend.
My kids don't even bother checking in lost property most of the time. I go, did you check in lost property? Yeah. I'm like, no, you haven't.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
If I go there. Care.
I made them the other day, and I talked about this previously on one of the episodes, and I actually carried it out. I said on the last day of school, this is your last day to bring home your containers that you've lost because we've got so many that are missing.
Did you get them?
No. They came home without them, made them go with their birthday money, so they bought Tupperware. Happy birthday.
To me.